My name is Mark Followill. You're listening to another dumb podcast. These guys are freaking morons.
Another dumb podcast. No, I like it. It's not dumb.
It's called another dumb podcast.
That makes sense. So you could have just said, I'm doing another dumb podcast.
Yeah.
Again, basketball dumb guy over here. Sorry.
On the dumb podcast.
Talking.
Okay, I think that's good. Okay, go ahead. And we're... Hold on, I'm going to clap. That's fine. Go ahead.
So, I'm starting to think that audio-only podcasting is like, old.
Dude, it is. Oh. Yeah.
Boomer.
We're old hat.
We have audio.
We're old hat.
So, I forced myself to learn how to like live stream a podcast with a live audience.
Yeah.
Have it post to YouTube.
Oh man, y'all are going to be so big on YouTube. The problem is with
no,
you.
I know it.
The problem is with, you know, I watch actual YouTube. I watch YouTube all the time. Like I have the YouTube premium. Like I don't want any commercials. I'm, you know, all that jazz. And it's so great to like, you see like a really popular video. It's like, the minimum 150,000 to 250 to a million views and all that. And then you start whatever your YouTube, you know, generic, and it goes, you have 27 views.
And yeah, you gotta get over that.
It's pretty disheartening because I honestly wish they didn't show the views unless it is over like a thousands of views, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you gotta get over that.
I gotta get over that. Okay.
No, I just
think I'm self-conscious.
Like the way podcast, the way it's all moving is if you're not live streaming video.
I think YouTube's the. I'm just gonna sound real. I think YouTube might be the future, but.
Well, so I thought I could just like sign up on YouTube and have that as live stream.
And,
that did not work.
Yeah,
that did not work because in order to do that, you have to have certain criteria.
Yeah, but then there's a... I have a program on here that I think I tried to download. It's like OBS or OBF or something. I don't know. StreamYard.
I don't know about that one, but... So StreamYard is a loophole around the requirements of YouTube.
Yeah.
Because you can just stream, but you can also link your YouTube.
Right. Okay. Is there...
So if you looked at our...
Is there,
looked at
is
our
there
YouTube
Luptons
page,
up?
Huh?
Is there Lupton?
Yeah. Look, I'll search us, and then you can see the live videos that we've posted the last couple of weeks. But what's really cool about it is we get about a dozen people in the live chat that'll, you know, chime in with comments and questions and stuff.
It
kind of helps retain an audience, I think, when they feel like they're part of it.
I sure hope. Will they be nicer to you guys then? So this week, or not this week, but last week, I feel like I really went through the grinder of like, oh man, you got a lot of listeners on your podcast this week, and then it's, oh cool, and then, man, this guy sucks. Dude, I sucks. And I'm like, all right, you don't have to be so mean about it.
So that happened. That happened to me yesterday.
There's something about
the
internet.
I don't know if it was on purpose. I saw those comments, man. Reddit, I hope to God we never end up on Reddit.
Yeah.
Or at least I don't know about it. But I was talking to a guy on Twitter about TC's offensive
line.
Look
at y'all.
And then this thing too. Here we go. This dude chimed in. He just jumped into the conversation. He was like, Parker, can you come back to podcasting about TCU? I don't know anything about my team anymore. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
I don't know, dude. You know, and if you don't know, now you know. But hold on, Microsoft would like to record this computer screen. Why would I want that? I just want to share this. So you guys are on this. Oh, you're lame, but it's awesome.
No, that's like that's an auto preset.
Yeah.
We got a lot of production like, all right, things
every
to get
Sunday
sure.
during the NFL.
But look, you have this whole
early,
thing here.
Get the crock pot going. Because what goes
I feel like we're gonna go into a wormhole if we keep continuing here.
But you see the live chat there?
Yeah, it's a nice live chat, and you know I'm
yeah
all about that. That's good and stuff.
There's so much you can do. You can customize the production, like put a banner around the background, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
We're not there yet. We got production to catch up
Oops,
on.
I'm going to turn that down a little bit. Okay. Sorry about that. So I have a new recorder. So this is my new fun thing that I bought.
Can you actually play audio now with everybody hearing it?
Okay. That's not there yet. Okay. This is strictly for when the bros are like hanging around and we need more than two mics. This will adapt.
Yeah.
This will adapt to four mics. To record with. I want to
do, oh, that's fun.
Again, I would like to get into a port where, you know, we call our friend Jake and, you know, hey, let's record one and we sit around and we don't have to do I'm
yeah. You mean Jake from the Washington Post? That Jake?
I should let you out right
me
now.
Me or Jake Kemp?
Not you. No.
Yeah, Jake Kemp, right?
Yeah, Jake Kemp.
Yeah, the guy that I read about in the Washington Post.
Oh, that guy. Oh, I thought you were like, he was like writing for the Washington Post.
No.
Yeah.
So apparently Dan and Jake are setting like national precedent when it comes to...
Did you read that article? It was so funny. It was like...
Yeah, they're like, it's the first case under the new laws. It's going to set the precedent for...
Thanks a lot, Joe Biden. the Biden administration. I go, all right, cool. Did you ever think there would be an article?
Not wrong. Like, non-competes are out of control.
Well, sure. I just didn't know that was a Democrat issue. I would have been like, I thought that was an everybody issue.
People issue. Yeah.
That's a pretty, Trump really screwed that one up.
I would think more Republicans would be against it, right?
For sure.
Like, more control over workers.
And more competition being like... Yeah, I mean,
who am I kidding? They're both Democrats and Republicans. One, everybody is slaves anyway.
Sorry to the listeners. Jacob's mic is just flaring every time.
Why?
Don't move. Because, like, you move and then I don't know. Okay. So, yeah.
I'm sitting in the same place.
No, it's fine.
I can't move very well because guess what happened to me on Monday?
Did you hurt your back finally?
Pulled the shit out of it.
Did you not know that you're 37 years old and you can't move like you're 18 anymore?
That has nothing to do with it because I'm pretty sure guys who are like 90 years old golf. I heard it golfing.
And they hurt their backs a lot.
Yeah.
No,
it was a work scramble. I'd never played in like a organized scramble before.
Yeah.
Teeing off on the second hole and I just swung out of my shoes and there went the back.
Trying to impress everybody. Watch this, Jim. Just, I got this.
No, not that. More like it was just like adrenaline.
Adrenaline. So did you listen to the podcast? I guess it wasn't last week, it was the week before. Sorry, I was on
Blake.
I was on PTO last week.
With Blake?
With Mr. Blake.
Yeah, it was good.
A few post game on Blake. It was kind of a funny how that worked and kind of weird that I was the only one who was like, you know what? We should get Blake on a podcast. Cause dude,
well, we couldn't get him on ours. I guess we could have actually. Ray did mention that. He was like, do you think we should get him on post game beers?
I'm well, like, I mentioned for you guys to get him on and he says he's down with it.
Just don't know what we would talk about. I guess just what TCU. The behind the scenes is like.
He's okay. The voice of TCU.
And he's not the voice of TCU.
He's the voice of TCU. Hello, guys.
He sets up the equipment. I guess it would be interesting to hear about the behind the scenes or whatnot. But
what would you, dude?
I don't know. It sounds like an off season thing.
No, Blake is the dude. Okay, and all apologies. I mean, we even talked about it on the podcast that you and me were doing. Like, yeah, it was gonna be Ryan Medellin's, and it's like. Well, we didn't even know Blake Jones was even in the running for the producer gig. And, you know, the dude, I mean, I don't know.
The way he described it, it still sounds like it was a long shot for him to get hired in that position. But
oh, yeah.
He got it.
He got it. And it was a perfect fit.
I don't think we were crazy about our predictions.
No, I don't.
It probably would have been crazy to predict Blake.
I would have been like, why is Blake even in the running for this? So, Yeah, I think it would have been. But yeah, I thought, man, that out of all the interviews I'm doing, and this one's actually harder than the Blake one, it's so good to have a podcast. It was like the Grego, the Bob, and maybe a little bit of the Dan. Dan's was actually a little harder because he was kind of hard to get out of his shell for a little bit, but and those dudes, Blake, just let him roll.
Yeah.
Like, let him cook and let him go. That's why I was saying you don't have to worry about the problem y'all guys might have, and maybe y'all may or not, I don't know, but everybody will want to chime in, and it's like, dude, just let Blake talk and just
like, honestly, when we have guests on, it's pretty much just me and MK.
Yeah, just shut up and let him go.
Everybody else might ask like one question.
Yeah.
But it's not crazy like interruptions or anything like that.
Yeah.
Did you see we had the athletic director on?
I did hear that. Did y'all grill him?
Nah, but what was cool about it was he doesn't really do any other interviews. Like, he was on The Ticket.
I was gonna say he was on The Ticket.
Like, these other podcasts are like, yeah, we should try to get Jeremiah Donati on. And I texted one of the guys who does a podcast, and I was like, hey, if you need help booking my good friend Jeremiah, just let me know.
I really think this podcast is getting way to your head. And
it was a joke.
These comments right here are just, it's troubling now.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just bizarre that, like, we got him so easily. And then at the end of it, he was like, let's do this again halfway through the season. And we're like, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean,
like, if you want to become a permanent host, that's okay too.
If you want to we'll just change the name of the podcast right now. Blake could tell me that right now. And I'd be like, this is the Blake Show. And I would just show up and I would just hand the thing over to him.
So Barstool used to have a podcast where it was literally just asking Dave Portnoy how things are going with the company. They do it like once a week and they would check in. Maybe we should do the same thing with Jeremiah Donati, like 20 minutes a week, just new news and notes and his opinions on things that have happened, and just a recurring 20-minute podcast.
I sure wish we had a live chat right now, because I would ask if anyone actually would care about that.
Well, obviously nobody, like, yeah, you would have to be a TCU fan then. But it was one of our most listened to episodes when we had him on.
Yeah. So. Well, we're both in the same boat because, yeah, I was.
And actually, go ahead.
No, I was just, it was wild that Blake, that episode took such a big stranglehold on everybody.
Just stupid Reddit. That's not, like, you call Twitter fake life?
No, I was talking about, like, the actual listens. I mean, the Blake episode is more popular than the Bob Sturm episode.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, well, wait till you see the numbers on this one.
On this podcast, you talk about, like, I'm thinking of a stock market. Like, you remember, like, Bed Bath and Beyond? It was like 4 years ago. Yeah, I don't know what it is now.
It was like tanked. Was that one of those everybody was shorting?
They were for a little bit, but now it's at 3 cents or something like that. It's a penny stock now.
Good. That's good. They take up a lot of real estate.
Let's say Jake is always good to go against.
Yeah, I need a new I need a new suburb identifier.
Well, like, I think we talked about this off
BJ's Brew House.
We talked, yeah, BJ's a BJ's and a Home Goods. And
Home Goods, yeah, Home Goods is taking off.
Home Goods is probably it. Or
let me do a Google Map search and see where Home Goods are.
Everywhere.
Remember, I did that for Bed Bath and Beyond. It was literally like they picked the most suburbia areas.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna have, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I know Reddit is not real life, because you know what's funny about it is, like, anything online, like, would you fucking dare? Okay, like, if you and me and Blake and you did this podcast, like, in a bar. And it was in front of everybody, and everyone's like, oh, that was great. I want to see the motherfuckers right now come up and go, you know what? Blake was good, but that fucking guy really sucked up there. Like, just to my, like, in, or in, like, in my area, I'd be like, really? Like, why are you so mean?
It's Reddit, dude.
I think it is. And I did kind of stir the hornet's nest a little bit. I was trying to do a turn of a new leaf, like, instead of, you know, going in there like, fuck you, be your little bitch, da 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 da. I kind of was just like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, and I truly tried to put a...
No, you're just a Trumper.
Yeah, that was another one.
MAGA. MAGA Brad.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is that? And all it is like, oh, Brad doesn't just totally hate Trump. You know, I don't know. That's it. That's it.
If you're not posting Orange Man Bad every 2 hours.
If I don't want Trump in the Hague, then I obviously want him to be my Nazi leader.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, that was a really weird, the guy goes, isn't it that one guy who did the podcast with Dan? I might not listen. He's kind of a Trumper or a maggot.
Yeah.
A maggot. I like that one. It's maggot is just right up there as far as demon rats. Yeah. Like, as far as insults. And then I responded. I'm like, hey, you know, me and Blake did not talk politics during this podcast, so you're good to go. And, you know, I'm sorry if you felt like I was some Trump guy. I don't proclaim to be one. We just talked shit about him at the beginning of this episode.
Getting politics completely out of my life has been such a positive.
Oh, yeah, dude. I agree. I will still follow it. But, like, it's not my identity anymore. Like, where for a little bit, I felt like it was kind of my identity. Like, yeah. I am this libertarian guy, or I am this whatever.
And what are you on to now? Conspiracy theories?
I do love a good conspiracy theory. But, you know, those I laugh at. Like, those are fun.
I thought it was funny about that airplane that went missing. They're like, now they're doing this thing called a safety stand down. Like, something is not right. And I'm like, do you know how many safety stand downs I went through in my 4 years in the Marine Corps? Like, that is the most normal shit. Like, if somebody went out and got drunk and got into a fight, we had a safety stand down.
Right.
So if you lose a freaking aircraft, you bet your ass there's going to be a safety stand down. That is not a conspiracy, like, whatever.
No.
Like, sign of a conspiracy.
Well, yeah, no, I just, you know what happened? There's on Facebook, there's the, you know, memories, you know, what happened on this day thing. And I remember just looking at it going, what a, I think someone brought it up. Like, if you're like looking at your 7 year old, like not 7 year old, but looking at you 7 years ago, you're like, what are you doing, dude? Like, come on.
No, I think that was me. I said, if you don't look back at yourself 5 years ago and you're embarrassed, that means you're not growing.
Yeah, I'm wildly embarrassed about the way I acted on social media. And now even today, like, I'll make a joke here and there. But, and again, I don't have a serious, like, political take. And I think, you know,
those Facebook memories are so funny because I get on Facebook like maybe once a month, mm-hmm. and it's usually accidentally, like I'll click on the app, but then I'll see like, oh, remember 9 years ago when you posted Great at Bat by Kinsler?
What were you doing? That's not what Facebook's for.
I was live tweeting Ranger games back in like 2008.
You were live tweeting on Facebook, which is hilarious. Yeah. That is borderline psychotic, but that's great. Because I think I was, there's ones where I'm live tweeting. I'm like, Dez totally caught that ball or something, you know, something on there or, you know, yeah, something even more psychotic than that. But it's just, you know, yeah.
Are you watching the Dallas Wings in the playoffs?
Dude, there's a funny video of, where they're offering WNBA season ticket holders are like, hey, would you give up your ticket to go to the Super Bowl or some football game. And they're like, no.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah. And they're like, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, I kind of do like that, but I cannot give up my whatever the Aces or whatever the hell the team was. Hey, you know what? Props to the WNBA. You know, if you are into the WNBA, that is admirable.
Well, you might be surprised to hear that when I went, it was like 75% full.
That's crazy.
Now, they sectioned off the upper level, all except for like a few sections.
So
they had the lower bowl, but it was reasonably full.
If they did the wave, how impressive would it have been?
I think they did.
They did the wave.
No, it was reasonably full, like more than what you would imagine.
Right. No, I mean, there's got
to
be.
So apparently I went to a really, like, Dallas was in a playoff chase, and they were going up against the team that has the league MVP, and the game came down to the final shot, and I could not have been more bored.
Well, I don't know. Hey, you know what? I think I've already told you that, like, there's a world out there that you have no idea about. Like, in WNBA, we may know a little bit more about it, but there are things out there that a crowd of people will go to that you're like, I did not even know this was a thing.
We're like the cricket capital of America, DFW is.
What? Yeah. Huh?
That old Are
you talking about the bugs or the game?
The sport of cricket.
The sport of cricket.
Yeah. We're like, there's four major league cricket teams in America. And this is like the national headquarters for cricket.
So what is this, Space Hogs or whatever they used to be? Air Hogs?
Yeah, the Air Hog Stadium got turned into a world-class cricket facility.
So, but the Air Hogs are no more, correct?
No, defunct.
Defunct Air Hogs. Did COVID kill them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did the Air Hogs
get COVID? No, cricket's hot. Cricket's hot in DFW.
Okay. I guess we need to make an outing?
Do you know this?
Do we need to make an outing to the cricket? I mean, I feel like cricket, here's how long I think a cricket game lasts. Either 45 minutes.
Right.
Or 45 days.
So there's
I have no idea.
There's different rules. There's different versions of the game that have different rules. So you can either have like a 3-hour game, a 3-day game, or like a week long game or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It seems like it takes forever, or it can be done very quickly.
Yeah, in this Major League Cricket, they play the short version. So it lasts about as long as like an NFL game.
They're like, you better. The Americans are not gonna step for this. Okay.
Could you imagine a week long baseball game?
No. No. I mean, maybe. If it was, they'd have to be really good.
I mean, what would that look like? Where they play like 60 innings or something?
I don't know. That would be very wild.
And what happens if they get up by like 23 runs after the 10th inning? They gotta play 50 more innings just to
just round this out, okay?
Yeah.
That's like some MMA people say that they shouldn't be fighting in a cage. They should fight on a football field. So then the fight just keeps on going. Instead of being locked down with a cage.
Right.
You can kind of, you know, you're opening up the field a little bit. But
so it'd be like Hunger Games?
Something like that. No, I don't know. I guess we can also talk about Dan and Jake being let out of the Hague themselves.
Yeah, legal transcripts.
Had you? Yeah. Legal transcripts. It's something I never thought
Ray
I would.
Ray texted me and said, I'm fascinated by this Google Doc. I'm like, This is probably the most interesting legal document out there for me personally, and I still would fall asleep after a paragraph.
I tried to... Well, number one, I didn't get far because I saw the header, and then I see with the PDF or whatever, and it says 324 pages, which is hilarious. How could anything dealing with these morons, and even they would like admit to this, like there's 324 pages on our stupid S.
Did you hear their episode today?
I was in the middle. I was in the middle of listening. I think I got to the point where they were talking sport.
So they were talking about how they had to adjourn for lunch. And then the judge was like, hey, I have a sentencing in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think both parties should come back and hang around for this just to see what's going on outside of this.
I didn't realize. Like I know. Yeah.
The guy got sentenced to 15 years in federal prison
for trafficking.
This is what we're also doing on top of your bullshit.
You fucking morons are dealing with you know, who's doing a drop sound wrong and there's real shit going on. So
maybe
why don't you reach
a settlement.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, it was funny that, you know, thanks a lot, you know, President Biden for helping out with this. But what's funny about this is the ultimate fallout that the ticket has been enduring for, I would say, now 4 years, I would say, close to.
And how bad are the ratings, actually? Everybody keeps talking about
I know they say the ratings, you know, Pete puts out, former ADP guest, by the way, has puts that out on Reddit every month. It's definitely down a bit, but in the hearing, they really, you know, talk about how they're down 40% since they left. Like Kat in the transcript, like admitted to this.
Okay,
and I was kind of like, okay, well, that may or may not be true. I don't know if it's just kind of, you know, dramatized up for, you know, for court stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, I thought I liked one of these because there was a funny, transcript. This is one of the transcripts. I forgot where the, this is the one where they basically got him they were talking bad about us, or some listener sent in a fucking piece of mail, and they're like, when was the piece of mail sent? And they're like, July 17th. And it's like, well, when did they do their YouTube video saying that they're not going to come back? I don't know. Well, that was July 24th. So why the fuck do you think their video on the 24th affected a letter that was sent to you, because they were using it as evidence that they were disparaging the I guess the whole thing about the non-compete is you're not supposed to disparage the radio station. And they're like, well, we got this note talking all this stuff about Dan and Jake. It's like, well, no, everyone came up to the conclusion without Dan and Jake's involvement at all. You guys are just dicks regardless. Like, and that's it. Oh, by the way, I forgot who said it. I really need to work on my likes, and I apologize. I'm a moron. I will work on it. I apologize. I don't know if I'm supposed to say rather or I don't know. I don't know what to do. My brother is really bad at likes, and he's like a very intelligent person. So I feel like I should. No, I feel as if I should be okay. That was a good like there.
I usually just like pause.
Well, as if. Well, as if sounds kind of dumbed down without using like. I don't know. So, I would. Hold on. There's other. This one was here. Gordon Keith. Who's Gordon Keith? He's one of the co-hosts of the Ticket Morning Show. Been there a long time, huh? Yes. He's kind of the station's golden child. Would you agree? Perhaps. This is what Kat said. So, I don't know.
Didn't want that used against him in contract negotiations.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah. But
yeah, it seems like Cumulus doesn't know what to do when they can't strong arm their talent into taking less money than they deserve.
Well, here's what I believe it is, and I wish Jake was here to kind of piggyback off what I'm about to say, but I think a lot of it was, you know, relying on Jake. Jake was as big of a P1 as you and me, like maybe much bigger, right. Like as if he was a huge listener, and to be on this station is like a huge privilege and huge honor. And after a while, it was, you know, Jake's like, yeah, this is my dream. This is all what I've ever wanted to do. But then after a while, it's kind of as if, you know, name something that you've done that is fucking badass. Like if you go get a really nice car or you go on this really nice vacation or whatever, and it's really cool. But then after a while, you're just somewhere and you're just driving something. Mm-hmm. And with his, it normalizes. And after a while, this kick-ass awesome job, which it was, I'm sure he would admit, was awesome. But at the end of the day, he still had to leave his house, leave his family and whatever, and go drive down the road, go to the station, talk on a radio, do what they want you to do. And after a while, that just becomes not a monotonous, but a job, you know, whether it be an awesome thing or a great, you know, a shitty thing. So he was kind of like, hey, you know, if I'm going to have this type of stuff, could I please not have a freaking producer's salary? Is that too hard to ask? I don't know.
Yeah, leave it up to a typical American corporation to use someone's loyalty against them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. To go against your own best interests when they would never do the same. And I think that's what I've always said about, like, some of these sports teams. Like, I'm really happy for, like, the Rangers doing well. Like, they're doing so good right now. And they're probably going to make the playoffs, and I don't know how deep they're going to go. I honestly think the way they played this year, it's a damn thing that they even made the playoffs, so good for them. But I enjoy the Rangers as they are right now. They're playing good. But whenever they are a half-assed team who doesn't give a shit, why do they deserve my loyalty, my money, all these things? I'm not paying attention to your shit whenever you're not going to try. Your team is a piss poor excuse or whatever. You know, I'm not going to just be loyal to just, this is what I've done since I was 3 years old. You know,
you only have so much time and money to allocate towards entertainment.
Yeah.
So you should choose how to best spend that. And the people who like beat their heads against the wall when the team isn't trying, just for this false sense of, well, when they're good, I get to celebrate more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's where the release of the whole Cowboy thing, I used to live and die with Cowboy losses and be on a super high with when they would win. But I think when I fully let loose of that, I was like, I've always felt like a prisoner at this time, you know, like, you know, it's just like with anything, like your political view, you know, if you lose an election, your life's over. No, I mean, it's going to suck maybe or whatever, but you're just going to have to power through. Everyone else is, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yeah, it does suck. I hate when, hate to be all anti-corp, but you know.
There's some shitty executives out there, though.
For sure. I mean, especially some of these employers and stuff like that. I mean, that really sucks. You know, it's like, damn, is there any fucking place fun to just go and, you know, work at? No? Okay.
I saw a funny Twitter thread a little while back where this guy went through every decade through, like, old newspapers online. and he searched in every decade, nobody wants to work anymore.
Oh yeah.
And he had a thread of like newspaper articles going all the way back to like 1870 or whatever. Nobody wants to work. The funniest ones were like back in like the 1920s.
Lazy generation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always a good one.
There was one from like the 1920s where the guy was like, well, back in my day, everyone wanted to work, but now everybody wants to go to school and stuff.
I agree with that sentiment. Everybody wants to go to school.
Nobody wants to work anymore. And then you get into the 90s and they're like, nobody wants to work anymore. They think they can make a living just sitting behind a computer.
Oh, golly. Everybody thinks you can just stand behind your robot and just be all right. No. You know, goddamn, what was I just about to fucking say? You just derailed me. Oh, no, I do work with, I don't know if you work with any younger generations at work. Mm. I don't know how young they get, but I do work.
Not really.
I work with some 20-year-olds who work underneath me, and it's fucking unreal. I'm like, dude, like I turn into the oldest man ever. I'm like, listen here, when I was your age, I had the, you know, whatever, you know, I was a go-getter and I was doing this and you're just fucking sitting on your ass doing nothing. It fucking, I don't know. And it may not, I may have been the same way, or maybe there was other 20-year-olds who were like that, but I don't particularly think I was like that. Maybe at times. Okay.
Shoot, I don't know. I don't remember.
Do you want to talk about TCU so you can get into the podcast or what?
What do you mean?
Jesus fucking Christ. You just, whatever. What? I want me and Jacob to have a fight right now.
No, I'm trying to fight through the pain meds.
What pain meds are you on?
The ones that kill pain?
Well, there's different types. Are you on somas? Do they make somas anymore?
I don't know. My back's fucked up.
Do some stretching. Don't do
like
painkillers.
All the way up to my shoulder.
This pleases me. I need you to start feeling a little older. And,
it's not like it was, like I said, it's not like it was anything abnormal. It was just golf.
You weren't playing your soccer game or anything?
No, season starts up again next week. I'm questionable for opening night.
You're questionable. Nice.
Yeah, I'm on the injury report.
Okay. Oh, I thought we had something.
Held out of practice.
Do you listen to Pat McAfee or watch him?
No, it exhausts me after about 10 minutes.
Really? All the positivity?
Yeah, his voice and everything, it just, I don't know, it wears on me.
So you're not one of the bros.
Too many sidekicks. It's distracting.
What?
He has too many sidekicks on the show.
What? That's part of the kid.
I know. Yeah, I saw that. I did watch when he was at Notre Dame. I watched the Lou Holtz interview.
Oh, yeah. Why did he get in so much trouble? What did he say?
All he said was Notre Dame is tougher than them. Ryan Day's an idiot.
Okay.
It was really funny because
it's funny that Ohio State hired a guy like that.
He was like, everybody wants to criticize these kids. And I'm like, they're not criticizing the kids, dog. They're criticizing you.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to do better. We're just hoping you did not prepare your people enough to do that. That's all. Dude, I hate to say it. That's all football is.
You want
to
question their toughness? No, we're questioning your toughness.
Yes. Did you prepare these kids enough?
Yeah. Because
we're not going to
blame. We don't think you're a very good coach.
Yes. We think you suck. That's what we're trying to convey. We need to be more honest about that and be like.
So his rant was definitely like defending himself, but he framed it in a way that was like, these kids, like, dude, we know you're talking about yourself.
That was his I'm 40 speech. Yeah. Fuck off, fucking loser. No, dude, I
really wanted Notre Dame.
I think
are you watching any college football?
I'm watching a lot of college football. Thank you very much.
Who do you watch?
I've watched every Colorado. Well, I say every. I turned off the Colorado game with Oregon after a while. That was kind of a beating. I'm watching everything. Texas is, what are we, 3-0?
I think 4-0 now, right?
Okay. Maybe so.
Just laid the smack down on Baylor.
Yeah, that was too easy. Next week's going to be a little bit of a trippity trip. That's going to be an interesting one.
No.
I'm honest.
You got Kansas at home.
Oh, they're 4-0, bro.
Uh-huh. No, they're like the cute story everybody wants to hype up.
Yeah, and they're 16.5 fucking under. Get the fuck out of my house.
Texas will cover easy.
No, I saw the meme. I saw the meme that was the, what was that Thor movie where it's West Virginia, all these other things. And it's like, you can't beat me. It's Texas going, you can't beat me. I know we can't, but he can. And it's Kansas. I fucking laughed my dick off. Oh, like, get the fuck out of here. I watched college. Well, last week was a little weird because I was out of town, but I tried to watch as much as I could. New Tucker interview. Tucker. Tucker with Bill O'Reilly. Ooh, that'll be a nice one.
When's Bill O'Reilly going to retire?
He's been retired after he got fired.
Oklahoma. Thought he was on like OAN or something.
No, I you know what? He could be. I'm not really sure, but I'm fairly positive that he's not. Okay, Oklahoma. What's up with them? Was Cincinnati good enough?
Cincinnati's not good.
So you do 28-6 against those little dorks?
Yeah, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's a good quarterback.
Okay, there we go.
I don't think he can throw downfield. I think he's going to single-handedly lose them games, hopefully against us.
Interesting. It's interesting that Oklahoma is having kind of – well, I know they're in a – no, they're not in a transition. They've had the same
– no, it's year
two
of Venables. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their defense looks good.
What's their coach name? Gerbils?
No, Brent Venables.
Oh, Venables. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I heard a different name.
He was the defensive coordinator back in the 2000s when they were smoking Texas every year.
Oh, well, I remember
that. He was at Clemson. He was at Clemson during their national championship runs.
Yeah. I've been watching Alabama. I think they kind of suck.
They're a weird team.
Did they figure out that quarterback thing?
I mean, they benched Milrow against South Florida.
That was weird. And I watched that game.
I think Saban just did that to show everybody that the backups are terrible and we have to play Milrow. That's a good.
I love when they do that.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll put him in right now. I don't even care. We're gonna lose. We're gonna fucking win this dumb game anyways.
And then they score like 3 points all game, and they're like, "Still want the backup?
So you're good?
No. Okay. So sit down and shut up."
Miami did business. Tennessee's. You know, whatever I'll say about people say about Texas. Tennessee has it 20 times worse. Because it's every year, this is Tennessee's year. This is Tennessee's year. And they always blow it. Every year. What's their best like showing that they've had in the last 20 years?
20 years?
20 years.
Maybe last year?
I'm probably wrong, but yeah.
No, didn't they win the Orange Bowl last year?
That means nothing. Well,
no. What was funny was last year with Tennessee, they, you know how we beat Baylor on a last second field goal.
I remember that. Well, yeah.
So Tennessee fans were like, "Oh, we're definitely overtaking them in the rankings." You know, this just shows how bad TCU is. And
I remember.
And
that.
And then that night they got beat by South Carolina. Yeah, like 50-3.
Worry about your own shit. Assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
LSU barely beat Arkansas. Well, how the hell that happened?
KJ Jefferson had moments of good. I don't really know. I watched a lot of that game, and it was.
You don't have to bullshit. Arkansas. I'm not. This isn't a test. I was just asking.
No, I was just trying to think.
I was trying to think what my opinion was of that game.
That's a pretty big upset. Oregon State, Washington State. That's a pretty big upset.
No, they were both ranked around the same.
14, 12, 20. I mean, I would think Oregon State would be better, but all right. Florida didn't.
Yeah, they got behind early and couldn't catch up.
Oh, dude, is that that Charlotte guy? That's a pretty good showing for Florida versus Charlotte. Was that the guy who went up to the thing and was like, that's it? Three questions? The fuck?
I don't know. I don't know about this.
You don't? Oh, dude. Can you vamp while I look this up?
No.
Okay. Well, you can.
Is this something about... You talking about Charlotte University?
Yeah. And Media Day? Something like that? Upset with... Oh, crap. Oh, this is the video. Oh, can I... Yeah, I can share this. This is great. So...
Let's see this.
Homeboy... I mean, again, 7-22 against Florida is pretty good. Can you see this?
You have us ranked last. That's all what you think of us. So that we get that message. Thank you.
Okay, no, sorry.
We
that
want to be in it.
Did not get it
and
all.
We're going to stay in it. You have us ranked last. That's all what you think of us.
Oh, this video sucks. What's up with this?
And we're going to stay in it. We want to be in it.
Sorry.
And we're going to stay in it.
Struggling.
All right. Let's see.
Thanks a lot, Bing. You really let me down there.
Why are you using Bing?
Oh, it was just a way.
We're in that game, and we want to be in it.
All right.
And we're going to stay in it.
Why are you using
Bing? Let's check Charlotte.
All right, here you go.
That's it? Three questions?
Yeah.
Maybe that's because you have us ranked last. That's all what you think of us. So we get that message. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Did you see
Let's see if they got the message.
Well, they're 1-3.
They're sitting 1-3.
Yeah.
They have SMU this week.
That's a winnable game. I'm putting it on right now. Who? Lock of the week. SMU will get beat by Charlotte.
SMU will smoke them.
How did the iron skillet go?
Hot as hell.
I would say I don't even know the I don't even know the outcome. What happened?
We won 34-17.
Okay.
Was SMU looked like they barely belonged on the field.
Was it sad day?
Was it what?
Was it a sad day?
A sad day.
Yeah, for the Methodist versus the Christian. Oh, no, is the last Iron Skillet next year or this year?
2025.
Okay, so you have two more? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Who cares? Why are we even?
Exactly.
It's like we just broke up with our girlfriend, but it's tentative for 2025. and our girlfriend is ugly. We're just being nice.
SMU favored 23.5, by the way. So go ahead take that Charlotte money line.
Dude, look at that. That is a big money line. Put it on Charlotte. I mean, what does it matter? Put it cool $100 right there on Charlotte.
Okay.
How much is that going to pay out?
It's probably like plus 500.
Nice. That's good. Pence, that's not a good game. That's not a good game. And I think that's the college corner.
Oh, shit. I forgot to make the viewing guide today.
What's that? Oh, you didn't make...
I post a thing every week, like times and channels.
What is the game to watch this week? It's obviously Kansas, Texas. That's going to be a good game. USC, Colorado. Holy shit. They're now 21.5.
Yeah. There's still some appeal there with Deion, though. Seeing how they'll bounce back. Notre Dame Duke is probably going to be the game of the week.
Kentucky Florida, I would watch that game.
That one's okay.
And I would take Kentucky on the points.
TCU West Virginia.
No one would care about that game. That's
what channel is that one on?
That's not a good game. I only watch teams that have
ESPN2. It'll do decent numbers.
That have numbers on the side where they're so like you have a team and then you have numbers on the side there. They need to have numbers on the side.
Yeah, that's the only good games. Now, looking at the Big 12 schedule, Kansas and Texas will have the highest ratings.
LSU, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Duke.
It'll be the third.
Notre Dame, yeah. Duke?
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
Dude, starting to talk like Pat. Dude, that's going to be a fucking good game. That's going to be a good game. But Notre Dame should redeem themselves, though. They should have won that fucking game.
Bro, I bet on Notre Dame.
They should have won that game.
I was ripped to shreds.
Yeah, I watched that late night. That was late. Well, at least I was.
There's some.
I was on the East Coast, though.
The Big 12 has some garbage teams in it. They really do.
Okay, well, let's move on. We only have.
Yeah, I only have a couple minutes.
Eight more minutes. Seven more minutes. Four.
No,
minutes.
I got to get off a couple minutes early.
Golly, that's fine. We'll try to do. What's a clip at the end? Can we end with Ric Flair on Kill Tony?
I don't know anything about this.
Okay, so there was this. It's totally gone viral.
Obviously not.
Oh, it has. So Ric Flair. Do you know who Ric Flair is?
Yes.
And he went on this show called Kill Tony with Tony Hinchcliffe. A whole bunch of other comedians are on it. But he brought.
Oh, you've showed me this show before.
I have. Okay, cool. This is a great show. It's a good concept. They basically bring on a comedian to do 1 minute of comedy. They just watch it and then they rip them to shreds at the end. Well, Ric Flair made it to the beginning, but he didn't. He didn't go all the way through.
Okay.
Let's go through just 1 minute of comedy with Hans Kim.
This video is 2 hours long.
I'm not watching the entire video. Relax. Jesus Christ.
Time. It's crazy.
Okay.
Let's get it started with a regular. He writes and performs a brand new 60 seconds every week. You know him. You love him. Sing it if you know the words. This is Hans Kim.
We'll fast forward a little bit. Sorry.
What's up? Holy shit. I love Texas because people in Texas, they don't give a fuck.
Okay, first, well, we'll talk during his set. What do you think so far, Jake?
I don't think this guy's going to be very good.
Okay, all right. He is a, with Hans Kim, he is a regular who is a touring comedian, but we'll see.
If COVID was spread through farts, there'd be Texans walking around with their buttholes exposed.
Okay.
You're not gonna put a muzzle on my butthole. It's a Texas butthole. I love Texas more than New York. New York is very similar to Asia. You know, we both shove Asians on subways. In New York, you guys just wait till after the train leaves. Yes, love. Love, being Asian. Very difficult to be Asian. A lot of black people make fun of us for having small penises. But at least when I have sex, it doesn't look like a poop coming out of a vagina. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Not.
I was right.
Yeah, it was not his best showing. So maybe I'll just cut this out of the end of this podcast. How about that?
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for sharing.
I didn't prepare this well enough, but he.
All right. Well, on that note.
Well, let's just leave it at that. Thanks for.
Yeah, what a cliffhanger!
Shut up. Yeah, you
I
don't know what
from that segment.
You don't know what he'll do now.
I gained nothing from that.
I'm gonna have to call Jay to have it. A 5 minute conversation to make up for that last part of the podcast. Well, this is Jacob's last.
When this is the most listened to episode, it's going to be crazy.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to this at all.
Maybe not.
You're probably not into this anymore, right? Is this your last time in the podcast?
No. No, I'm trying to make more time for it.
Okay.
Since I got called out.
What do you mean got called out? Oh,
when you and Jay podcasted.
Yeah. I'm glad you took the call out. But I'll offer more. And I'll have more prepared next time. How about two?
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, I gotta go.
Until next time.
We have a West Virginia guest scheduled for 8.
What do you want to plug? You want to plug post game beers and all that?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to end up on Reddit.
I'm posting this on Reddit. See ya.
All right, see ya. See ya.
Hey, what's up? I'm gonna try to fill in the last bit of this. I did want to put this on here just as like a recorder thing, but you know, I had to end the podcast with Jake because it just did not go well at the end there. So I'm just gonna fill in this part with Ric Flair being an ass on Kill Tony. So let's play this. It will intersplice with Too Lazy to Try because he did a really good video on it. So here is Ric Flair being a drunk.
Had about 17 vodka cranberries last night.
Yeah, we did. And I've already had 12 of the day. So.
We started at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah. It was
so. Yeah, so you're gonna hear Too Lazy to Try come in every now and then, but now we have all the other folks coming through. There's Tony Hinchcliffe, who has a show, and he has usually one or two comedians that are on here as they do this. Okay, today was some wild day. I actually listened to other podcasts where they're like told Luis J. Gomez and Zach Amico, they're like, hey, you're going to be on the podcast too. And he's like, well, aren't you having Shane Gillis, Mark Normand, and Ari Shaffir on as well? And then they interspliced Ric Flair in there. That's like four times as many people they usually have on this podcast. And now they've have an overload. And someone did splice in that, you know, Ric Flair may have thought he was going to be the only one on the podcast. And then all these other people came through. And I think Ric Flair is kind of the guy who, like, I'm the center of attention kind of guy. And then when he throws someone else in there, he's like, whoa, I'm supposed to be the dude. So.
Yeah, but I'm not that rough.
So I'm sorry to set up this clip. You know, there's this one part where Hans Kim does a set, which we heard a little bit of it just to show you how that goes. But Ric Flair goes, oh, I want to try to be mean here. So here we go.
Do you have any words of advice? You're the goat. You've had a rough night of work before, right?
I have, but I'm not that rough.
See, look, he was funny. How about that? How about that? And then he then goes
position.
In.
Position, who do you think you're going to get challenged by next week?
I apologize, sir.
No, you don't have to apologize.
And then he apologizes and was like, my bad, I shouldn't have been mean. I will always have fun, but I won't make fun. He does a kindergarten, explanation of why it's not funny to be making fun of people. It's like, well, you came on the wrong show. The thing's called Kill Tony.
Guys on this show.
You're not a POW, Kev. You have to come, sir.
That's personal.
And by the way, in this podcast, they cut like 15 times, from which people have been in the audience saying that at one time, Ric Flair told the audience where Tony Hinchcliffe lived in some condo and like almost gave the building out. Talked about having sex with Asian women a bunch, and then bathing a buffalo or something. It was something weird. I don't know. He was really on it.
So then after the night, I'll sleep.
He's on his phone. He's on his phone.
Okay. He thought he was asleep.
He's like fun Joe God. Biden.
He's scrolling.
It's literally.
He's scrolling the Breitbart app.
Teasers these days on their phone, am I right, guys?
Shut up, Daniel. You're not part of this thing.
So this is when things get really awkward, when Ric starts giving a speech and the crowd probably figures he's trying to be funny because, you know, it's a comedy show and it's hard to tell if he's being serious or not. And also just the fact,
you know, Too Lazy to Try, I'll do the commentary around here, okay? You know, so Yeah, he does all this. So he starts talking, and it's fucking bizarre.
Really incredible. Thank you.
And by the way, he's talking about a guy who just totally ate his dick on stage, had no funny jokes, had nothing going, and then he just goes, you know, I respect you.
Hey, no. Hey, guys.
Woo! I didn't even mean to say woo that first time. Guys, I'm just inspired.
Shut up, Daniels.
Whoa. I want people to understand something. I'm here having fun, but as long as it's fun, it's fun. When it becomes something that I'm not comfortable with and saying something bad, I don't do that. And the minute it goes that way, I'm out of here.
Like so, sideways Asian pussy.
What's that?
That was fun.
That was fun.
That's fun. That's fun.
And you can tell Tony.
By the way, Shane Gillis fucking kills it during this. He does really good on this. So what is he going to do now?
And everybody just starts laughing, except for Tony. He is just dying inside. And Shane,
yes, it's true.
He's trying his best not to laugh.
But I will never, ever embarrass anybody or humiliate anybody. The minute that happens on this show, I'm out of here.
You're not going to do that. We're going to do that for you. You're the good cop.
No.
Because, Daniel just embarrassed himself.
I'm not the good cop. I respect these people. Do you guys get it?
You shouldn't.
You have paid my... You have made me who I am today.
What?
I laugh.
Yeah, what a fucking... Sorry, I hate to say this. It's like really sad through this whole thing is... Ric Flair, you know, you see this, and now he's just a fucking... This guy, like, almost died not long ago. Like, hey, man, just stop drinking. And he's like, nope. Just gonna keep going.
I'd walk off, and I think they do, like, later on.
This is so boring. Holy shit. Yeah. Ric Flair, can you please tell us a story?
The little scent coat is at a minute. If you could do that.
You are here with Ric Flair. You are a wrestling coach. How does it feel to have a performance like that in front of Ric Flair?
Fuck.
No, hey. Actually, to be honest with you, I respect that very much. My son was a great amateur wrestler, and this is why I'm going to make...
It's about to get really good here. I'm going to tell you why. I guess y'all could just watch this. And there are... It's not a lot of visual gags with it. I guess anything is you watch this and Zach Amico's sitting behind him and he's making faces the entire time. But it's... We're getting to the end where Rick's now had enough. So...
This is why, come here, guys.
come here, guys.
This is why I'm leaving after I say this.
No, stop.
I have more respect for people that take their time to support any youthful.
We've all been here, by the way. We've all been here. Been very emotional. I'm very drunk. Start doing a speech about stuff. Yeah, I get
athletic
it.
Athletic event. My son was a great amateur wrestler. He died of a heroin overdose.
Oh.
In 2013. I don't need to hear that. I'm over that. But anybody that could take time away from their life to support kids and make them better, because I can tell you right now, from...
So, if you're going to hear really, really closely, you're about to hear something at the end of this, okay?
Personal experience, and because I believe it in my heart.
You ever had Asian you're pussy? Right.
So, there's a piano, there's a band on this stage that plays, and... Yeah, wow, he just starts playing, what is that song? I can't remember, it's the, It's a song from Sophie's Choice, I think. I can't remember where it is. Yeah. Everybody's losing it.
I guess that's funny.
Rick, don't leave. Are you really leaving, Rick? Don't do it.
Oh, no.
Thank you for all the respect.
We lost Rick.
Thank you for all the respect.
I love you, Rick. Thanks for doing this. I'll see you afterwards. No, you're good. You're good. We love you. Make some noise for Ric Flair, everybody. Come on.
He's just fucked up. That's the only best way to put it, is Ric Flair is fucked up.
Thank you all for all the respect. But I will never sign up to make fun of people that donate their time. I won't.
Oh.
I swear to God, I respect you all, and thank you for coming out. I can have fun. I will never make fun of time of people that donate their personal time to making children better.
Ric Flair, everybody. The legend. The nature boy.
Yeah, so that was Ric Flair's legendary.
I don't know. It's just funny. Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody. If you did hang around, I'm sorry. I was trying to give you at least a full hour. Trying to make fun of Jacob. He's halfway in the bag for the podcast. I don't know. It's partially my fault. I tried to give, you know, things to talk about. I wanted to talk a lot about the Blake podcast. I wanted to talk about the Dan and Jake saga, and I'm glad it's over. But I don't know. It just didn't happen that way. So, anyways, have a good night. See you.
I'm going on tour, and I'm going to show anybody out there that thinks for 1 second that maybe I'm second-guessing myself that I am the greatest of all time forever and ever. One surprise. One surprise. Woo. I'm back.
To make it out the ice cold streets of the city, you better have a Christopher Word game with it. You better have a dance game similar to Diddy, or play b-baller but a rim like Smitty, Josh, Chris, Bosh, Paul, Gasol, or any other nigga that ball and tall. I used to sell it white as Paul Wall. Gave my young boy 3 of them in the mall, and he gon' bring me 75K back tomorrow. You know what big about. You know what bigger do. Ice water in my veins, heart pumping igloo. I'm familiar with the money, so who the fuck is you? What the fuck you do? Where the fuck you from? Who you knowing? Somebody get this nigga, I don't know him. And I'm about to jet off on his ass like a Boeing. Going, 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 gone. So,
you don't like the prestige that I have in life? You don't like the notoriety? You detest the fact that I got more cars than most of you have friends. I got a big house on the big side of town. I got life pretty much the way I want it.
To make it out the ice cold streets of the city, your mind state gotta be as wicked as Diddy. Can't love life sucking in on mama's titty, cause life is a bitch and a bitch ain't with it. You gotta have faith living life on Biggie. I'm ready to die for the money, who is with me? Life after death, hey, this must be hell. I asked for 6 figures, God gave back self. I'm on my way to heaven in a Porsche 911. Buried in my car and I'm surrounded by a harem. Surrounded by my brethren, my funeral is legend. Buried like a pharaoh with my jewelry in the desert. The government that hate me like Jesus, but fuck them. I did it for the grind, I did it for the hustle. I did it for the people on the bottom in the struggle. I did it for my comrades, did it cause I love them.
Custom made, brother. Woo. And I mean custom made from the alligators to the all I can see you right here. Ric Flair, there's only one. And I don't care if it's Tokyo, Japan, Greensboro, Richmond, Charlotte, North Carolina, Asheville, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, LA. I'm the man that's making it possible.
To make it out the ice cold streets of the city, you gotta politic your situations like Clinton. If you chase power, you ain't gotta chase women. So take some advice, take cash over ass. When you get money, you ain't gotta take shit. So long as you broke, she ain't gotta take dick. Capiche? Now you know what motivates your beach. Capiche? leash. Pay the mortgage or the pussy up for lease. Capiche? Church ladies going gaga for the Gucci. Yeah. Got two Nicki's Minaj's for some Louis. Yeah. I'm with the keys, get acquainted with Alicia. And every other girl named Rihanna wanna meet ya. They in it for the money, got the swag of the features. Pretty parasites might suck you like leeches. Just some information for a student from a teacher. Real life shit, I'm Mike Bigger, nice to meet ya. Gone. At Delta, the girls call me Cool. At Eastern, the girls call me Slick Rick. And all the other women around the world just say, oh, there goes the man. Woo!